Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Good Stuff. It is Mike and I'm Kim, and we're happy to be here sharing with you.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to share Cherry County with you. Come and visit this summer while you're planning your family getaway. How about a few days on the scenic Niobrara River? You can camp on the river. You can float the river. You can just sit and watch the day go by. Or a trip to Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies Territory and home of the Nebraska Star Party. And a lot of other things going on. You can find out on visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, it is what ranchers read. And if you aren't already getting your subscription, you can go to tsln.com right now and get it coming to you. All the latest in ranching information. You need to make sure you get your copy coming to you today.
Well, because I am a man, I've shared some of these things with you to lighten your life a little bit. A couple more of those, and then I'll be done with that. Because I am a man, you don't have to ask me if I liked the movie. Chances are, if you're crying at the end of it, I didn't. And if you're feeling amorous afterwards, then I will certainly at least remember the name and recommend it to others. Because I'm a man, and after all, this is 2025, I will share equally in the housework. You do the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, the vacuuming, and the dishes. I'll do the rest, like wandering around in the garden with a beer, wondering what to do. This has been a public service message for women to better understand men. And that brings that to a close. Thank goodness.
Probably. This is by Juanita Leach. This godforsaken land. This godforsaken land, they call it as they gaze with pitying eye. Nothing here but hills and sagebrush and a vast expanse of sky. We don't know how you take it, these city folks declare, and how do you make a living, or do you live on air? They wonder at the twinkle in our eye and the smiles we try to hide, for in all this lonely, windswept land, they can see no cause for pride. But we can tell them of our ranches, where great herds of cattle roam, and of the flocks of bleeding woolies that claim Wyoming as their own. We could show them our oil wells that pour forth liquid gold, and in those places they call barren, there are deep, rich veins of coal. They may not see our fertile ranches with their fields of hay and grain, but I nestled there among the hills, we have them just the same. This loneliness they talk about, to us, is God's own peace. There's so much of beauty all around that our thanks shall never cease. Our streams are filled with rainbow trout. We're antelope, elk, and deer. We're a mile up nearer heaven, and the air is pure and clear. Our sunsets glow with color, and in the pearly dawn of morn, the pungent scent of sage drifts down on a breeze that's mountain-born. We don't know much of city life or where they seek God there, but we do know in Wyoming that we find him everywhere. So to them, we'll leave the cities where the living is so grand, and we'll stay in Wyoming in our God-beloved land. Again, Juanita Leach.
So this 12-year-old boy was standing patiently beside the clock counter when the store clerk waited on all of the other adult customers first. Finally, he got around to the youngster, who made his purchase and hurried out to the curb, where his father was impatiently waiting in his car. "What took you so long, son?" he asked. "The man waited on everybody in the store before me," the boy replied, "but I got even." "How?" asked his father. "I wound and set all the alarm clocks while I was waiting." The youngster explained happily, "It's going to be fun at 8 o'clock.
Well, clever little child, isn't he?
Made good use of his time.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's have some quotes here. "We don't believe in rheumatism and true love until after the first attack."
Oh, yes.
"Courage is often lack of insight, whereas cowardice, in many cases, is based on good information." And let's wrap up with, "Beware the fury of a patient man." Good warning.
And folks, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, you know how to do it by now. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Hey, Mike, let me put this in before we call it a wrap today. Who of us is mature enough for offspring before the offspring themselves arrive? The value of marriage is not that adults produce children, but that children produce adults. I thought that was pretty insightful.
Hadn't thought about it that way, I guess.
No, but I think there's a lot of truth.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.